don't know if you've noticed, but there's something I've been hiding from you. I was afraid to tell you because it's so unforgivable that you'd hate me forever. I mean, it's not like you ever faked your own death or had a serial killer in your family. So let me pop a breath mint, then kiss me, because you may not want to kiss me ever again. The secret that I want to tell you is...
Long ago, and oh so far away, I killed my mother's soul. She was nasty anyway. She loved my brother, who was bipolar. He'd give you the shirt off his back, then throw you out the window. I just remembered I had a brother named Richie. I told you, I thought you'd leave me too.
Orion, I thought you'd leave me if you knew my secret. I hope you stay, especially since you're Emma's dad.
This week on All My Children, Blandy finally reveals her secret to Ryan.
Did we mention that Blandy has a secret?
Adam plays Stuart better than Stuart.
Ava and Johnny reveal a little more of themselves to each other and everybody else.
And Josh gets a storyline, we think.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast. Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I am Peter.
Pedro. He is Pedro, people. I think that every single podcast that you host with us, you're going to say that you're Peter, and then I'm going to correct you and say that you're Pedro. I am only trying to save your life.
Ashley, you continually try to Latinize me.
Listen, I gave up on that long ago.
You try to Puerto Rican to me.
It's only for the good of yourself. You know what I'm saying? In this neighborhood?
It is true.
I love it when white people come to the neighborhood, because I love all people. But it's just kind of funny because like they bring like their sandals and their, you know, tube socks and such.
Well, Ashley, this week, you know, as you commented, I am wearing Adidas sneakers.
Ooh, they're good, too. They're not like just the normal Adidas, like the Stan Smith, like green and white Adidas. They're like cool Adidas. They're like olive green with like navy blue stripes. I was so very impressed, Pedro.
Yes, Ashley, I am not wearing baggy pants, though.
Pleats. Pleated pants.
I have my pleats. I'm proud of my khaki pleated pants.
Oh my God. At least don't have the pleats. At least have the flat front. My goodness, Pedro. Anyway, people, I want to thank you all. It's been wonderful having such great listeners to the show. We get your letters every week. We get your emails every week. And you wish all of us love and affection. And it means so much to us. We've had some great guest hosts. We've had Pedro filling in. We have had Jordan filling in. And he's always wonderful for our Taylor Crawford, who is in Dubuque, Iowa, visiting his Aunt Uisa. Now, I have to tell you, people, he should be coming back next week.
That is true.
However, he may not be coming back the week after that. So I'm just warning y'all, because you definitely want to tune into next week's podcast. And I hope that you keep tuning into the weeks after that. But it's kind of feeling like Taylor may not be able to watch, so you don't have to anymore. He may be leaving that up to me.
Aunt Uisa is taking up more of his time than he ever expected.
I think that is true, too. I think that has a lot to do with it. So, I don't know, people. It's a very sad thing to be telling y'all, but I also wanted to be straight with y'all, because you have been so patiently waiting his return, and I can't wait to have him back on the show next week. We are going to heap him with tons and tons of love. I would also love it if you heap him with tons of love by emailing him at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com. But regardless, we do look forward to Taylor's return next week, and it's going to be a very special show. We love him so much.
I'm looking forward to seeing some brighter clothing.
He may bring his boa.
He could.
His hot pink boa. He has different colors for different moods, but I love the hot pink one. That is my favorite. It's like a fuchsia.
It is.
It is beautiful. I think it's like ostrich feather or something.
As you would call it, an urban garden snake.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you one thing we got a little bit of this week. We did get a lot of tears from Miss Blandy, who revealed her secret.
Blandy has a secret, and we finally know what it is.
That's right. We know that the secret is... You're just going to have to wait, because I got to tell y'all people who haven't seen the show. I got to lead up to it.
I can't be
saying the whole thing right up front. It's like soap opera style, you know what I'm saying?
It is true. I'm glad that Ryan married this woman before he found out about this deep, dark secret.
Yeah, Ryan, you thought you got Miss Perfect Pretty Little Princess, and I'm telling you right now, you got to fix her up, or that's what I'm saying.
Do you think you would have maybe gotten a hint or, on the wedding night, guess what?
Well, let's be fair here. I don't even think Miss Blandy knew her big secret.
That's true.
She was like Holly Hobby when she got on this show.
That's true. It's the secret is a surprise to Blandy. They have been the writers have been keeping the secret from her for a long time.
Blandy's surprised that she actually has a storyline.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway, viewers, I'm kind of a little fuzzy because we had a day off on Monday, so I'm almost like feeling like I missed something here. But I believe we left off last week with Ryan and Blandy going to Chicago, and she shows up to see her dad, and they're like in the park or something, or I think they're at the cemetery where Blandy's mom is, and he says something about, or she says something to him about she's going to protect her family, and he's like, saying and signing to her that she is self-righteous and all that stuff. So, I don't know, people. She goes back, and she is awake, and Ryan has missed her because they have just made love, and the bed barely moved, let alone the earth moving. And she tells Ryan something like she got a handle on all of this, and he still don't call her people on it. Like, she's still being cryptic about her troubles and stuff. And the next morning, she still don't tell him the truth. She tells him that she visited her mom's grave, but she doesn't tell Ryan about how she died and stuff. And Blandy's dad comes to visit that next morning, and for what, we don't really know. And you notice, people, I don't know about you, but I noticed that Blandy is into green now. She's wearing a lot of green. She had that green satin shirt on, Pedro. Mm-hmm. Not green like your Adidas. Mm-hmm. Or like, but more, actually not like the Stan Smiths either. It's more like a Citron. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's be honest. Fusion has gone green. So
Fusion has gone green.
So
that's right.
She's doing her part.
Maybe.
Most people are trying to save energy. Blandy thinks it means you just wear a green thing.
She's doing her part. You would think that Ava would do something like that, not Blandy. You think she'd be a little brighter than that, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, Blandy. Most people are replacing their incandescent lights with fluorescent light bulbs and driving hydrogen cars. Blandy just has a green t-shirt on now.
Well, anyway, people, I thought it was a very strange visit. Like, she did not explain it to Ryan, and she did not explain it to us. And it's basically like her way of introducing her dad to Ryan. And it's like this really awkward, like, polite visit. But, like, nothing is revealed, and Ryan is not, like, puzzled by this really strange meeting. Like, they go to Chicago, they stay overnight, he comes to visit for 5 minutes in the hotel room, and then they go back home to Pine Valley. So what happens is Ryan's like, well, that was nice meeting your dad. He seemed very polite. And Blandy's like, yeah, he's fine. We just don't really get along very well.
I've got a secret.
It's like blaring. Anyway. Oh, and then Blandy, as her dad is leaving, she thanked him for the pocket watch. There's this mystery about the pocket watch. And he's like, oh, I'm glad you like it. Your mom would have liked you to have it.
A stunning impression by Ashley Mendoza.
Listen, I can't do the deaf impression. It's very hard.
It is. It's difficult.
It's very difficult. Yeah. I don't mean to make fun of the man, but that's kind of how he talks.
He was like a Rick Ocasek with gray hair.
You think?
Yes.
Oh, he was, too.
Yes.
I really like Mr. Novak. I have to tell you. I kind of make fun of the talking, but I really like him and I really like the character. I think it's cool that he has long hair and that he's like a crazy artist. I love it.
Maybe it was Rick Ocasek's brother.
Older brother.
Much older brother.
Much older. Anyway, so then they go on the plane. And Ryan is only a little concerned, but he's like not showing it to Blandy. So then Blandy gets real snippy, right? He presses her about her dad, and she is just like going nasty.
She was a very difficult young lady on the plane.
She was so mean. She was like, I told you it was nothing.
It was just an accident. I told you.
I need a blanket.
And then Ryan lets it go.
That's what I don't understand, is that she walks around like she's got a secret. You know, for weeks and weeks and weeks. And Ryan is fine with that. I know Ashley Mendoza would not stand
for that. From Carlos? Hells no.
Carlos, you know, if he, you know, if he comes home with a secret, you know, and maybe it's just that, you know, he missed the bus and he doesn't want to explain that. Ashley will not let the man.
It wouldn't happen, Pedro. Pedro lives upstairs. So sometimes he hears our discussions. You know what I'm saying?
They are discussions.
All right, listen. Ryan lets it go. And I'm thinking that he's back to Ryan the doormat. He's been a doormat for a while, people. I can't wait to see him get a little bit of chutzpah. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, and I also have a question. They're on the plane, right? Why is it that the people in Pine Valley always get the first seats in first class?
Luck?
You think so?
It must be.
I remember when Tad and Brooke were on the plane and Brooke was telling Tad that Dixie died. They also had the first seats in first class.
It could be an amazing coincidence.
And it's the same seats on the left, facing the seats. It's the left side of the plane. Sitting on the plane, it's the right side.
I think it's an amazing coincidence.
I think you might be right. I think it's either that or maybe it's the frequent flyer award seats.
It could be that.
You think so?
Or it could be the seats that if you're on a soap opera, that's where you sit.
Yeah, that's probably right.
That might be that section.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I loved it because then they get like grounded and Blandy is so snippy about it. She's so like snippy and bitchy and mean about it. And she goes to sleep. She's like, I'm going to go to sleep now.
I've got a secret.
So she goes to sleep. And Ryan does like a little look up because you're allowed to use a laptop. And I think that he has that like the Verizon broadband card.
There you go. 10 cents. Ashley Mendoza.
He must have the Verizon broadband card because you get a great signal everywhere with that card.
That's another 10 cents. Ashley Mendoza.
It is a good card, people. You get the internet anywhere in the world with that card. Anyhow, so then he does a little research and he sees that Blandy's father has fallen out of a window and that they were investigating it like as like suspicious and stuff. And then she starts yelling at him. You have no right. You have no right to look into my life. You have no right, Ryan. No right, Ryan, to look into my life.
Said with passion and conviction.
Then the stewardess comes and the stewardess tries to calm her down. And she does. She calms down.
That was the thing, is she's like all upset, and then it was like 1 second, she's like, oh no, I'm not going to take this. No, I need this. Okay, that's fine. I'll just sit here.
Yeah, it was dumb.
You know?
Then they get home, and then there's some brouhaha with Kendall and Zach and Ryan, which we'll talk about in a minute. And then Blandy has a heart-to-heart with Zach, which I kind of liked. Okay? She has a heart-to-heart with Zach, and sort of like, and she's kind of tells Zach that she has like this big secret, which I'm dying because like, she has told nobody. She hasn't even told her husband that she has the secret. And she tells the mother of all secret keepers, Zach, about keeping a secret. It was like she was trying to get him to enable her to keep her secret. That's what I feel. Don't you agree, Pedro, that she was trying to be enabled by Zach?
Ashley, I think that is an astute observation.
That is astute, isn't it?
It is.
I have a very inspired knowledge of psychology. I like to read the Psychology Today in addition to the Reader's Digest.
In Popular Mechanics.
No. It's Reader's Digest Large Print Edition and the Psychology Today. And I love Norbit. That's my favorite movie. Love Norbit.
I just wish you wouldn't play your favorite movie at top volume at midnight.
That's true, I do. I'm sorry. You should just call me. You should just ring on the doorbell or something. Let me know and I'll stop it.
I would, except my whole apartment is vibrating, and I'm being...
It tickles your feet when you get
on the floor. Yeah, I'm being vibrated, vibrated to the bed.
He's exaggerating a little bit anyway. All right, so then she goes, and Zach is like, you can't keep your secrets. Your secrets get bigger than you. So then, newly inspired, Blandy takes Ryan to the beach. And I kind of like this, people. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm fighting Blandy and Ryan because I don't love Blandy. I don't think she's sexy. I don't think she's intriguing. I think she's boring. I think she's like old. She is like 25 years old in real life, people. And she's like an older woman. It just doesn't make no sense to me. But with this new storyline that she's been developing, she's been all right. I mean, I hate to admit it.
I'm sorry, listeners. Did I just hear Ashley Mendoza say that she liked the storyline with Blandy?
I like Blandy enough. That is what I'm saying. I'm liking how she's handling it, okay? That's all I'm saying. So this is what happened, people. This is what you've been waiting for. Before she tells Ryan, she has a moment where she asks Ryan to kiss her. Because you may never kiss me like that, Ryan, again. You may never kiss me like this again. She's like hyping it up so much. I'm thinking she like had oral sex with like half of Philadelphia or something. That's what I was thinking.
That's a lot of oral sex.
All right. Well, maybe that's a little gross. I'm thinking she did something crazy. Like, I'm thinking that she was like the gunman in the grassy knoll or something like that. Like, wasn't there a second shooter conspiracy? I'm thinking she's the second shooter. You know, the way she hyping it up. Turns out, I killed my mother. I killed my mother, Ryan. Which, okay, is not really true. I'm going to tell you what happened real quick because we're running out of time on this storyline. This is what happened. Blandy tells Ryan she killed her mother, and this is why. They had this brother named Richie. Richie was like the special kid in the family. Everybody loved Richie. Everyone posted their high hopes on Richie. However, Richie was crazy, all right? He was like real nice one minute, real crazy the next minute. And like no matter what he did, his mom protected him, his dad protected him, and it made Blandy crazy. Crazy like anything. So her and her mother would fight like crazy, like mad. Like Blandy never had her mother's love because her mother was always busy loving Richie. All right. So what happens is Richie goes on some bipolar rampage, right? It's never really explained, but he goes on some bipolar rampage and he pushes his dad out the window, right? And even after he pushes his dad out the window, everyone still love Richie. It's like he walks on water, right? It's like he farts roses. You know what I'm saying? He's like the most amazing of all of the amazing people in the world.
I'm sorry, you're equating the most amazing people of all of the world as to someone that farts roses.
Listen, that's pretty special. That's what I'm saying. If you ever smell what Carlos left in the bathroom, you would agree that that's pretty special. Anyhow, so then Blandy decides that she gonna get her brother for doing this to her father. She becomes a star witness at her brother's trial. So what does she do? She said something like her brother robbed a store and like held up a store and like beat up the person inside or something. And that put him away for 10 years. That plus pushing the dad put her brother Richie away in jail for 10 years. And the day that he got his sentence, her mother killed herself. So then Blandy carried that with her for the rest of her life. But what she doesn't admit right away, that she admits later on Friday's episode, is that the reason why her brother went to jail is because she lied on the stand. She said her brother robbed this person and hurt this person, and he didn't. She didn't see that happen. If he did, she didn't see it. So what that leaves you with, people, is basically she got some stuff going on. She got some issues. You know, Blandy got issues. And it was kind of interesting. You think it was interesting, Pedro?
So this is the thing. I think Ashley Mendoza, how long have you liked the storyline? Because maybe Ashley Mendoza has had a secret.
Don't even start with me, Pedro. I am not going there, all right? Not going there. But what I could tell you is that Ryan still promises to love her. And I like the development. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's not like the thing that stinks about it is something that Taylor pointed out to me. I talked to him on the cell phone and he pointed this out to me. He pointed out that all this stuff, of course, has to happen like in the past and off the screen. We don't get to see it. How great would that story be if we got to see the whole story?
I agree.
Like, if we got to see the state, her testify and stuff, like, and the dad pushed out the window, like, that is a tremendous story that we should have seen. That's what I'm saying. You know, and it just, whatever. It played out in words, but, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll see some good development. But right now, the show is developing nicely. It's developing slowly. It's developing softly. It's not like big wallops. It's like honest little jumps. But I'm starting to feel like I'm needing to see a little craziness again. And I don't mean crazy like Megan McTavish crazy, peanut butter crazy. I just need a little more like stuff happening to like really look forward to. You know what I'm saying?
The show's sexy.
We had some sex. We had Amanda and JR making a lot of love in the yacht.
Mm-hmm.
Which, all right, it was sexy because the yacht was pretty. It was like blue. Like all the sheets were blue and JR was wearing a blue shirt. She was wearing a white tank. And
I just love in all of those scenes, Amanda is so careful to make sure that the sheets don't fall off her in any way. You know what I mean? Like, if you were making love to somebody, you know, you're not worried about the sheets being covered up perfectly. And you can tell there's a space between JR and Amanda in the bed. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's
like they
true.
Got like a, there's like a definite line of like, do not cross this line, you dirty man.
Well, I could see why Chrishell Staus might want to keep her distance from Mr. Jacob Young. He's been nasty lately. He's been a little skeevy, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, that hair alone, that is a haircut of all haircuts.
I know.
And I love that they're both in bed and they're like, that, you know, they're talking about how they got to get up and, you know, she can't stick around because the client didn't, you know, get someone that just got out of bed. And her hair is perfect.
Everything is perfect.
It's like she could hop out of that bed and you would be like, oh, she just is a, you know, she didn't just hop out of bed. Yes.
I think that's a brilliant and very astute observation because she did. She looked perfect, viewers. She looked beautiful. Her hair was beautiful, perfectly straightened, and not messed up, and her face was perfect. And I mean, she didn't have much lipstick on, but she still looked perfect. I don't know. It was just a little bit skeevy to me, though, Pedro, because it was like, okay, he's trying to get her back into bed, and he starts talking about Ava and like how sexy Ava was. Not, I don't know if he said sexy, but he was just talking about how ballsy she was and stuff and how she took risks and how that, you know, I don't know. And then he just got a little skeevy for me. He's just been real skeevy with her. Like, he used to be a lot more delicate with Babe. He never used to be like that. Like, with Amanda, he's just purely, like, sexually, like, blunt. You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, the other thing, too,
no
is,
romance.
Is with Ava, I don't find Ava sexy at all. In fact, I find her uncomfortable. Because she's like, she's so young, she's 17, and she's making out with, and you know
she's making
older.
Love everywhere with Johnny.
And how old is he? It's just something is...
Yeah, it's just not right.
I look at her and she's like a little girl,
yeah,
you know, and
something
is not right. It's just not a sexy storyline. And that hairdo is terrible. Does she know that she needs to dye her roots?
I think that's her look, Pedro. That's the Ava look.
The Ava look is blonde on top.
They got to figure it out because when Haley, you people remember Haley, when she was on the show, she first came out with this black wig. She was like the rebel child. And that changed very quickly. She went back to her original blonde. Pedro is absolutely right. They got to figure something out with Ava's hair.
That hair is, it is ridiculous.
I agree. Anyway, a little bit back to JR. I just want to wrap up with JR. He came up with some BS about, because Amanda was a little suspect. She was like, if you say that you hate Ava so much, why do you always talk about her? You're like obsessed with her. And JR was like, you know, that he thinks that she's a risk taker and a money maker and that her idea was brilliant to take those pictures with Amanda and blah, blah, blah. That Ava is going to make JR rich. And I was just like, oh, God. And then he comes up with some BS idea about some women's shopping website that they can make themselves absolutely perfect in and beautiful in. And I'm just like...
That's what I love is all the storylines of like fusion. You know, they're like, you know what? We need to save this company. And someone's like, how about we invent something women can put on their lips that make them red? And then people are like, I got it, lipstick.
Brilliant. That's brilliant.
You know,
we'll change the world.
Yeah, and this was the same thing. Like, you know what? Like, I've heard that conversation about 100 times at the local bar. Like, someone is like, listen, I got a website, and it's going to make me $1 billion. And you know what? The next week, I see them sitting at the same stool at the local bar. But if they were in Pine Valley, they would be on a yacht the next week.
That's
right. It would be like, yeah, this website, it changed the world.
Or they'd be off a yacht because JR's yacht got repossessed. He lied to Imams about the yacht. He tried to buy it but didn't have any money to buy it, but they let him buy it anyway. And then, of course, he couldn't make the payment, so it got repossessed. But then somehow JR charmed the pants off of the repossessor, and he kept it.
But I got to admit, I thought that was kind of clever. I thought that was cool. Like, when he told the guy, like, my name is worth this and this, and I'm going to go to the competition down the street, it kind of made you realize that the Chandler name actually can get you something. And they, you know, they need to go down that road more.
Amanda stripped JR. It was very sexy. She got turned on by his entrepreneurial spirit, and she slowly but surely stripped him, and then they made love, and that was sexy.
That's also true. Anyone at the bar that has an entrepreneurial spirit is not getting stripped by anybody.
I will tell you what wasn't sexy to me this week. Kendall and Zach, I got to admit, people, I love them together, but they weren't sexy to me this week. I don't know. We started the week with, you know, Zach giving Kendall crap about giving the baby vitamins and going back to Dr. Hilliard. And then Ryan comes in and, you know, Zach basically forces Kendall to tell Ryan, and she does tell Ryan. And then Ryan goes crazy and starts insulting her and calls her Greenlee and all that stuff. And the neat thing about it, though, was that Ryan had had it up to here with Blandy by that point. And so when he found out about Kendall giving Spike those vitamins, he takes his son alone to the park. And Blandy says, you know, should I go with you? And he's like, no, I want to be alone with my son. And he shoots her a dirty look. I was like, dang, finally he's getting a backbone. So then they go to the park and Kendall, you know, comes by and she kind of confesses, you know, that, you know, she just loves Spike so much. And she gives him the same speech that she gave Dr. Hilliard about how Spike came into her life and that she fell in love with him before she ever laid her eyes on him and blah, blah, blah. And that was really nice. I thought that was a really nice moment, you know. It was just, I mean, there were some nice moments within that. Like, it was like, you know, Kendall's telling Zach at the beginning of the week that, you know, does Zach want her to accept Spike with cochlear implants, that he can't go swimming with cochlear implants, that you can see the cochlear implant. Like, that was really touching to me and beautiful and amazing. But, you know, later in the week when they kind of wrap things up and they kind of figure stuff out, Kendall comes back and she decides to thank Zach by making love to him for the first time since, you know, she had the baby, basically.
That is only a good thank you if it's someone that you're attracted to.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, listen, if Bob at the local bar said, I want to thank you, I'd be like, buy me a beer. And if he showed up in a trench coat, all 400 pounds of him, that would not be a thank you.
Well, that is true. Kendall, however, that would be assault. Is about 100 pounds at 5'8". And looks very good in a trench coat.
She needs a sandwich.
She does. She looked like she was wearing nothing under the trench coat, but it turned out she was wearing a Red Wings hockey jersey. Pedro, do you know where the Red Wings are from?
They're from Detroit.
Detroit?
Yes.
I thought Zach was from Canada.
The Detroit Red Wings.
Why did I think Canada? You people got to explain that to me. Someone got to write me and tell me why the Red Wings, why he's in love with the Red Wings. I thought he was Canadian or something. I mean, not really Canadian. Like, I know he's, like, from Europe or something, but like I thought he had, I don't know, grew up in Canada or something. I don't know.
Well, Detroit is very close to Canada.
Well, that's true, but why not a Canadian team like the Montreal something or others?
The something or others, they're a very popular team, the something or others.
All right, well, they make love, and I found Zach's reactions like muted at first. I don't know.
He was just like, okay, I'll help you take off the jacket.
Yeah, she's like, will you help me take off my jacket?
Sure.
Sure, I'll help. In that Zach way.
This is the other thing. You can't have an act off between Aiden and Zach because Zach would kill Aiden in the act off.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But how about in the understand off? I mean, granted, I think you would have to handicap Aiden a couple words, but Zach he's right up there in the understanding.
Well, I have a question for you. Don't Kendall and Zach now live with Blandy and Ryan? They made love on that couch. On that leather couch. You don't think they were worried? Why weren't they worried about Blandy and Ryan walking in? It wasn't like they told Blandy and Ryan to give him 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe they hung a sock on the door.
I think that's possible. All right, so they ended the week making love rather nicely, people. Wasn't like blow my mind or anything. Just like nice, whatever. And they wake up to Spike crying on the baby monitor. Now, I don't remember seeing that baby monitor when they were making love, but that's a little point. That's a little nitpicky. What was heartbreaking was that Kendall thought that Spike woke up because he heard them talking on the baby monitor. But we know that wasn't true.
That is a, yes, sad turn.
Sad turn. Do I have to talk about Greenlee? I'd really rather not.
FYI, she's crazy.
Here's what I appreciated about the Greenlee and Ada storyline. Aiden and Greenlee made love this week, which means that when they were making love, neither one of them had to talk. And that was wonderful. We didn't have to hear either one of their voices.
They were speaking the international language.
And it was deafening, and I loved it.
I gotta say, I think they have chemistry.
Ay, 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 is that possible?
Yeah, they have a little chemistry.
Aiden has never had chemistry with the most hottest women on the show. Eva LaRue, who played Maria. Beautiful, gorgeous, sexy, sexual woman. Nothing. No chemistry. You think he and Greenlee have chemistry?
I think they have more chemistry than any other people.
All right, I'll buy it.
Just a little bit.
He was drunk at the beginning of the week.
That makes him impossible to understand.
Well, yeah. Well,
because when you slur words that you can't understand, there's not even a chance you can understand. There were people in Africa that understood him because he was speaking some form of Swahili or something.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you know, I have a few friends who are actors, and like, one of the things that you have to spend time acting school learning is like how to be drunk, how to act drunk. Like, Aiden really can't act, let alone act drunk. So I wasn't really buying it, you know? He was selling, I wasn't buying.
The man is, if you had a scale of Robert De Niro to Aiden, he would be the bottom of the scale, unfortunately.
Yeah, actually, he would be the scale. It'd be like, it would be Aiden,
right.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, that would be the, that would
be the scale.
Yeah, that would be the scale. And even like Timmy, my nephew, who does the high school plays. I mean, he's like, you know, he's probably like four stops above past Aiden.
Yeah.
You know, 15 or 30 stops to Robert De Niro, but you know.
There was one thing I liked, and this was the Barbara Edenstein, James Harmon Brown effects. They put these little, like, real human moments, like Kendall lactating, you know, things like that. They had Aiden take off her bandages, like, from her broken ribs and stuff, which I actually liked. I thought it was tender. I thought it was sweet. I thought it was realistic.
Hold on. She had broken ribs, and Aiden was making love to her with broken ribs?
Indeed.
I don't know about that.
And then he put the bandages back on her after they made love. And she said, if you apologize for last night, I'll break your face. It's kind of funny.
Bravo, Ashley Mendoza.
And then they get all nervous about it, and they talk about how it was mercy sex. Now, I never heard the term mercy sex. I heard the term mercy, but I ain't ever heard the term mercy sex. They cleaned it up for television.
Listen, I wish you would clean it up for the Pine Valley podcast.
Oh, man. And I like when Aiden took a shower at her place and Greenlee told him not to use her toothbrush. That was so Greenlee. I thought that was funny. Then we had like a little more like Jack coming in and pep talking Greenlee and all that stuff.
Thank goodness for Jack.
And then you had Erica coming in and harshing on Greenlee, which I always love.
That's just ridiculous. And then Jack's trying to break them up at the table.
Then, well, what happens is then Jack and Erica go to have dinner or lunch or whatever meal it is at the yacht, whatever meal it is that Erica don't eat at the yacht club. And Greenlee walks in. And you know, people, sometimes I wish I did a video podcast because Sabine Singh does this thing. Like, this is how she acts with her mouth. Like, she puts her tongue in her mouth and it's like, you know, like that's like her look. And like, she's always like using her jaw to like comment.
It's a very powerful acting move.
It's a method. It's a technique.
It's a technique. She leads with her chin.
It's like her chin and her tongue, yes. And licking her lips. It's like,
she's a chin. She's a mouth actor.
It's really true. So then they go to dinner, and then it's revealed that Jack reveals to Erica that it was Greenlee who sent Dr. Hillier Kendall's way. And then Erica yells at Greenlee for again interfering. And the cool thing of the week was that Erica goes to see Dr. Hillier to bust him. And she walks in and she says, who do you think? And he says, Erica? And she says, Dawn. So she knows Dr. Hillier. So I like that.
That was nice.
That was nice. All right. So this week, people, to wrap it up, we got Tad and Crystal. And Stuart, as played by Adam, was really nice this week. We did have an introduction to some new troublesome teens, which are horrible actors. Terrible, horrible actors. I didn't follow the storyline at all. I don't even know their names, people. I'm not even going to bother with like telling you or finding out their names because I don't care right now. It is so stupid and childish and dumb and I don't care. All right? And then Colby has a party with these lame new troublesome teens. And then Adam shows up as Stuart, right? And Crystal's like giving them fried chicken and stuff, and Tad is busting their chops, and Adam is there as Stuart, and Colby's talking about how she's gonna go to some concert in Philadelphia, and it's so funny because Adam almost blows his cover because he's getting all upset because he thinks that they're gonna let Colby go like till 3 a.m. to Philadelphia to this concert, and Tad's like, sure, we'll let you go, but he decides that he's gonna chaperone, which I thought was great. So then Stuart and Crystal start having this conversation, and people, it was amazing. Like, Crystal walks out of the room and he starts talking to baby Jenny as Adam. And it's blowing my mind, people, because he's saying that that baby Jenny is so sweet and so beautiful and so special. And he's looking at her with love. And he says that she's going to be beautiful just like her mama. And I was almost crying. I was screaming at the television. It was like the best thing ever.
Can I ask something?
Yes.
Why is plaid and funny hats the international sign on soap operas for people with mental handicaps?
Because it is, Pedro.
You put plaid on anybody, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's the one with the mental handicap. It just doesn't make sense. Like that hat. When have you ever seen anyone with a mental handicap? Why do they wear a funny hat? It doesn't make sense. It's insulting.
I
think it's insulting.
I agree, it's insulting.
I love to wear plaid, and I have a hat like that.
Pedro,
does that mean people think I have a mental handicap?
You're not helping your cause.
If
Pedro.
I show up on a set, if I were on the set of All My Children, dressed in my green Adidas, my khaki pants, and my plaid shirt with my hat, they would automatically assume I was there to play the mentally handicapped person.
I agree. It ain't right. But it's what it is. You have to suspend your disbelief.
I feel like it's like Superman. Like Superman. Clark Kent wore glasses and people didn't recognize him as Superman.
Can we talk about Crystal now?
All right.
Crystal and Adam have this amazing conversation. All right? It's amazing. He like reveals like things that like he about quote unquote Adam. Like the Adam probably felt really bad about kidnapping baby Jenny, and that was probably the worst mistake he ever made, and that he probably still loves Crystal, and Crystal reveres to Stuart, quote unquote, that she still loves Adam, but that she needs to get away from Adam, and that he will never love baby Jenny, and that's why she could never be with him. I mean, it was just amazing. And a couple times she almost busts him. Like they do that fake All My Children thing where she's like, I'm on to you. You're in love with baby Jenny. You love my pumpkin baby Jenny. You love the stuffing out of her.
I actually thought that was like, I actually got nervous for Adam at those moments.
Yeah, because she's such a good actress.
I really thought. I was like, oh, he's busted.
Well, then he gave her that look and she said, that's an Adam look. She said, That's an Adam look.
But once again, it speaks to the power of plaid.
And it how it will blind
plaid will blind anybody. You put plaid on and you can't see the person is, you know, not mentally handicapped.
Well, listen, I gotta just two more things to say about that storyline. Number one, she kisses Adam goodbye. She kisses Stuart goodbye. But it's really Adam. And he like lights up like a Christmas tree. David Canary. The actor, brilliant. She lights up. She like touches her lips after because she thought it felt interesting. It felt special to her. And I thought that was amazing. And the other thing is, Jenny, baby Jenny was looking at Crystal so amazing. I was almost crying. I'm almost crying right now. She was looking at her so intently with such love in her eyes at Crystal. I'm going to cry, viewers. It was the most beautiful thing. I can't even believe it. Like when these people are on the screen together, I have hope and joy and love for the show. I could watch for 100 hours straight when these people are on.
That's true.
I just love it so much. And Adam was so happy when Crystal said that she still loved Adam. She said that she didn't love Tad, that she loved Adam. And he was so happy. And I was so happy. And I'm like, why can't you be together, people? We need some real love on this show.
Well, but the writers are getting you there.
You think they will?
I don't know.
I hope they will.
Listen, the power of plaid. Do not disregard that.
They're trying to get Julia and Joss together, we noticed. I didn't really note much for that storyline. All I know is that Julia and Joss were taking care of baby Ian together and going over old times and talking about how they, you know, screwed each other over and that they wanted to be friends and all that and go for coffee. It's a little forced, people. I don't like the fact that my Joss is like a forced storyline, and that my Julia, my mini hands Julia, is a forced storyline. These people should be front and center. Don't give me no troublesome teens. Give me Josh and mini hands Julia. They should not be side burners. Troublesome teens should be side burners. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of burning, Ava and Johnny must have some serious beach burns. They're making love naked on the beach in front of the paparazzi.
I don't know if it's a beach burn as much as a awkward sand gets in crevices.
That's probably true. First of all, I don't think Ava looked that good in a bikini.
Ava is awkward. It's awkward. She needs better hair.
She's not like when Alicia Minshew came on the screen. She was bold and fiery and confident in her skin. But Levin Rambin is so young. I don't buy it.
Maybe we could all chip in and get Ava a new hairstyle.
Maybe that's it.
We should send in.
They had that Vaseline lens too going on a beach. I could barely see Ava or Johnny. And then Johnny was telling Ava about his brain tumor. I just loved it all. It was pretty good. I don't know. But it was nice. I mean, there were some little nice revelations there about, you know, her loving Lily and never thinking that she would be able to love. And he was really supportive of her and stuff. And then she goes a little crazy. She starts to make love to him on the beach. And he tries to stop her as the cameras are, like, right at them and they don't know it. He tries to stop her and he's like, do you think this is wise? Do you think this is smart?
I've never heard a man say that in my life.
I know, it's true.
What man on the planet says that?
So then she's like, crazy. Let's be crazy. So then they make love on the beach and the paparazzi see it and they're all excited. It was kind of gross, really, when you think about it. What are they going to do with those pictures?
I don't know.
Oh, like Paris Hilton, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Oh, terrible. People, I've blabbed way too long. I'm going to call it. You got anything else, Pedro?
No.
Alrighty then. Well, I want to thank you, Pedro, once again for being a mightily mighty guest host.
It is my pleasure to be here, and I've enjoyed Norbit through the walls.
Taylor, we're looking forward to having you back next week. Maybe your last, but it certainly won't be your least. If you want to write us, you can email us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, or you can go to our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast, or you can go to our website at www.pinevalleypodcast.com and leave your comments. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm Peter.
He's Pedro, and here's a little something just for you.
On all my children, who killed Zach Grayson? Everybody in Pine Valley wanted him dead, and now someone has committed the ultimate murder. If you can guess who killed Zach Grayson, send your name, address, and your guess of who the murderer is to All My Children Sweepstakes, Box 3178, Syosset, New York, 11775. Winners will be selected at random from correct answers received.
Zach Grayson, the creep, deserved to die.
Some people don't get what they want. They get what they deserve.
Win a trip to All My Children.